USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Lawmakers in the House say they're ready to vote on President Biden's agenda. Speaker Nancy Pelosi says a social spending bill would raise about $2 trillion, more than enough to cover the cost of education, health care, and climate provisions.
And in fact, it would add to our economy because of child care, enabling many more women to fully participate.
The legislation relies on corporate taxes and taxes on high-income earners, but some moderate Democrats want more details and a deficit score from the Congressional Budget Office.
We want to make sure that the revenues match, of course, the all outlays.
New Jersey Democrat Josh Gottheimer says this week's election results show Americans want action from Congress. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer says he wants to vote on it by Thanksgiving. This is USA Radio News.
Awesome and amazing day. Hey, friends, it's John and Chelsea Jubilee, and here's my beautiful wife, Chelsea.
Hi, women. I have a message just for you today. Every single day, we have women that come to us in pain. Not physically, even though, yes, that is too, but in pain from suffering of hopelessness because they have tried every single thing to lose weight, and they can't.
And they can't year after year after year, and they give up. They give up hope. They're desperate. They're in a dark place. But we have a light of truth. Science is a search for the truth that is known. In our breakthrough science of intercellular hydration, ladies, you will lose 15 to 20 pounds of solid fat every 4 weeks. Go log on to our website. Look at the testimonials of real women just like you who were hopeless, but this changed their life.
Check us out at energizedhealth.com. That's energizedhealth.com.
The Department of Justice is taking Texas to court again. The lawsuit contends the Texas election reforms redistrict eligible voters' ability to cast a ballot and disenfranchises voters with disabilities, also the elderly and those with limited English proficiency.
And it does so in a way that is discriminatory against both voters of color and voters with disabilities.
Sean Morales Doyle filed an earlier suit on behalf of minority disability rights groups. Texas Governor Greg Abbott says no eligible voters will be denied their right.
It does, however, make it harder for cheaters to cast an illegal ballot.
There's been a development connected to President Biden's trip to Europe. A member of the entourage tested positive for COVID-19. That member of his traveling party tested positive on Tuesday, although additional tests have been inconclusive, according to the White House. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Deadlines have been drawn for big companies over vaccine mandates.
The Occupational Safety and Hazard Administration, or OSHA, is giving employers with more than 100 employees a January 4th deadline to comply with President Biden's COVID-19 vaccine mandate and threatening thousands of dollars in fines for defiant businesses. Considering an airborne virus outside of a hospital environment a work hazard is a first for the agency. Separate from OSHA, the Center for Medicaid and Medicare Services are issuing a rule to require health workers in facilities that participate in Medicare and Medicaid be fully vaccinated. The CMS rule also goes into effect January 4th. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
A Texas senator is speaking out about reparations to migrant families that were separated.
The ACLU is pushing President Biden to keep his word and pay big bucks to illegal immigrant families who were separated at the border during the Trump administration. Republicans like Texas Senator John Cornyn believe that's a crazy idea.
This is another example of the Biden administration continuing to offer incentives for people to illegally immigrate to the United States.
There are reports the White House is considering paying $450,000, the president calling those reports garbage. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.